Hallelujah. I want to first of all thank every one of you that was involved in one way or the other. You know, while we were away, Pastor Roland and myself, he's not here this morning because he's in Lagos. You know, he after the Tanzania event, he went to Nigeria and I came back here. I want to thank everybody that was praying while we were gone. You know, I know that we had a some kind of a prayer chain going, and because of the time difference, I know some people had to stay up late just to pray for us and all that. So we appreciate that very much, and I'm glad to be back. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes, I am glad to be back. You know, when you leave this place, you know, and you're gone, I was thinking about everybody here, you know, one by one. I was thinking about when I was on the plane, because it was a long flight, you know, You know, I was on one segment of the flight for 16 hours nonstop, and that was just about a third of the trip, you know. It was just, you know, I had a lot of time to think. You know, I was thinking about all the brethren and so forth like that. I had a lot of time to pray. You know, and, you know, the Lord showed me some of your faces and all that. So it was good. You know, I appreciate the time, you know, that I spent away. You know, but I appreciate even the time more so that I'm back. Praise God. Well, I'm going to give some testimonies this morning. I actually have some video clips that I'm going to show in a little bit. And then some pictures. I have a photo album at the back. Manny, can you raise that album up, please, and let everybody see? I have the one album there at the back. That album right there. If you want to see those pictures after the service, you can feel free to do that. Also on our website, gmichurch.com or gmichurch.org, same place. You can get to the photo gallery and see some of the photos and some of the testimonies. I haven't uploaded all of them, but quite a few of them are already there. I'll be putting some more this week. And then, of course, we have a video that I'm going to show this morning. I will just show different segments of it because it's a very long video. But I want to first give glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We were preparing for this event for so long, you know. I don't even remember how long it's been since we came back from the Philippines. We started preparing for that, you know, event in Tanzania, and it's been months and months of preparation. And you know, God gave us a wonderful group out there. I never knew them; they didn't know us. But the Lord, the Holy Ghost, was putting it all together, and you know, so He put it all together, and we went over there. And it was wonderful. I just want to read one quick scripture here to glorify the name of the Lord. You know, the Bible says, publish His name among the congregation and all His doings among the people. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let me read in Deuteronomy chapter 32. And I am going to just read a couple of verses here. It says, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as a shower upon the grass. And he says, I will publish the name of the Lord, and we will ascribe greatness unto our God. And he says, He is the rock. His work is perfect. All His ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity and right is He. Amen. Praise God. So I want to publish His goodness. Well, of course, we left September 17th was when I set out. I believe it was 17th or 18th there. I forget. I think it was 18th. And then, you know, traveled halfway around the world, really, to get to Tanzania. It took me about 2.5 days to get there. I've spent the night in Dubai. The length of the trip was so long. You know, and then we got there, and of course, we had a large group of people waiting, you know, at the airport. you know, and it was unbelievable. I'm going to show some of that this morning, you know, and you know, it was like, it made me feel like a prince. Everyone put some kind of this, some flowers around my neck, and give me a nice welcome. You know, all the pastors, we had about 50 pastors waiting there. You know, we had, maybe two or three dozen students. They were all dressed in school uniform, lined up like that. Yeah, it was a sight just to see that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, and I said, wow, you know, oh my goodness, you know. The people were excited about the work that was going to be done. And I tell you, they were not disappointed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we had a conference, a teaching conference for pastors. And actually, you know, it was for pastors, but anyone was welcome to come. And actually, a lot of people came. And then we also had, you know, we had the teaching conference in the mornings and the crusades in the evenings. And we went the whole week. And, you know, right away from the first day, we had just tremendous things happened. You know, they had a group of ushers that were already trained to take the names of those people that came to the Lord and so forth like that, you know, and then, you know, but after the second day, they could not keep up with the crowds that were just coming, rushing. I'm going to show you some of that in a minute, rushing to come to the Lord. Amen. I mean, there were just literally hundreds of people. In fact, we have thousands of people. I don't know how many. I mean, it was an open air thing, and I could just, all you could see was heads and heads and heads of people. And then, and of course, remember, we were in a city called Dar es Salaam, you know, and that's the place where we were was the center of the Islamic religion there, you know, so very stronghold of Islam and witch doctors and sorcery and you name it, you know, it was all there. And every night we came out there and we would say, well, you know, all the witch doctors and so forth, you don't have to hide in the back. Why don't you just come out here and display your power and so on, you know. But nobody took the challenge. Every single night, you know, and then we challenged them every day. Say, well, you know, you don't have to harass the people in their dreams and so forth. Why don't you just come face to face and let's see the power that you got. Every single night, you know, and nobody would do it, you know. And I'm going to tell you some of the outstanding testimonies this morning. I don't want the service to be too long, so I'm just going to tell you two of them, and then I'll show the video, and I'll fast forward several segments of it, you know, just so you just see clips of it. It's too long, I can't show it all. Anyway, the first night, that very first night of the crusade, you know, we had just literally thousands of people, I don't even know how many. And then when we called the altar call, the people came, and so many people came, and I had Pastor Roland praying for the people over on one side. You know, and then I was praying, you know, I asked him to bring, you know, some of the people. I asked him to preach on the first night, you know. And after he preached, he started praying for the people, and then it was such a long line. So I asked him, bring me some of the people over here, you know, because, you know, otherwise we would be there all night long. And then, one of the ladies that stood in front of me, and I think I will be able to show part of her testimony this morning if I can find it as I skip through it. She came there. Somebody else brought her forward. You know, now these people speak Swahili. They don't speak any English. So we were using interpreters the whole time. And in fact, they taught me a Swahili song. I'm going to try to sing that this morning. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. You know, so God understands every language. And in fact, the first conference, I'll get back to your testimony in a minute. The first day of the conference, you know, I told everybody, you know, I got there. You know, I was just kidding around a little bit. You know, I said, well, I'm going to teach you all a Swahili song this morning. And everybody looked at me funny. I said, I know Swahili. I'm going to teach you a Swahili song. I said, you all sit down. I'm going to sing a Swahili song, and I'm going to teach it to you. And when I teach it to you, you know, then you know that I can sing Swahili. So they all sat down, anticipating this great Swahili song, you know, after I promoted the song so much. And then I lift up my hands and said, everybody, I'm going to teach you this Swahili song. And I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, sing it with me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Well, I just taught you guys Swahili this morning.
Hallelujah. Amen. It is the same in every language.
Doesn't matter where you go. You can sing it in Spanish. You can sing it in German and French and whatever. It's the same in every language. Praise God. So anyway, this lady, she stood before me and I said, what would you like the Lord to do for you? And somebody had to help me interpret, of course. And she said, well, you know, I have been having this now. I want you to listen to this testimony. So I've had this issue of blood constantly for over a year. And even now, she was bleeding right there. You know, and she said, you know, she's been bleeding nonstop for over 1 year. And I said to the lady, I said, you know, of course she didn't know anything about the Lord. You know, she just wanted healing. And I said to her, you know, there was a woman in the Bible that had an issue of blood 12 years. And they told her what I said. And I said, the Lord healed her just like that. I said, the Lord did that. Do you believe Jesus can do that for you? Well, she waited at me. I said, you know, here's what you do. And as I started to speak, Holy Ghost said to me what to say. See, so I said exactly what he said. He said, ask her, actually tell her, or ask, if she will come back and give a testimony tomorrow, she'll be healed right now. So I said to her, I said, well, will you come back and give a testimony tomorrow of this healing? Will you? Will you promise? She said, yes. I said, well, go then. Amen. You are healed then in Jesus' name. You know, and I just prayed for just one little prayer, you know. And then as I was praying, the Holy Ghost said, there's something else too. And I said, well, gee, what's that? You know, so I put my hand on her. And I just pray in the spirit because I didn't know what it was, but he told me there was something else. So anyway, she left, you know, and the next day, you know, we call for testimony. She runs off the stage. She jumps off. She grabs the mic. She said, glory to God. Hallelujah. She said last night, and she came back 3 times and gave that testimony. And she came to the conference. You know, and gave a testimony, and gave even a detailed testimony of how she was saved in that crusade, and she had never known anything about the Lord until she got that healing. Hallelujah! Praise God! Well, there, any kind of gospel that is not backed by the power of the Lord with miracles and signs and wonders, that's no gospel at all. Amen! Praise God. So when you preach the power of God, you know, then they see it, then they know. You know, so she came, she said, she went home, and that she was bleeding the whole time, even as she stood on the stage, and she said, well, you know, she was thankful that she was wearing something dark, but she, you know, she was bleeding the whole time, and as she went home, and she was bleeding, and she got home, and she had this incredible pain, and she started to talk about the pain in her stomach, then I remembered that the Lord had said there was something else. You know, and then she said, she lay down to sleep, you know, and then she got up that morning and she said for over 1 year she had never stopped bleeding, or that pain had never ceased in her stomach, and you know, over 1 year, never for 1 minute. And she said she got up that morning and she looked for the pain. Hallelujah. The bleeding was gone, the pain had stopped. And she just jumped up and gave that testimony all over the place. Praise God. I'm going to show that clip this morning. If I can find it, it's there. And I believe I will find it. I'm going to tell you another one, and then I'll go to the video. There was this lady. She was pregnant. She had been pregnant over 10 months, about 11 months. In fact, the witch doctors had told her that she's not going to have that baby. You know, some of you that are not familiar with Africa and some of these things, you might not know what I'm talking about. You know, but these are real powers, you know, and she had so many miscarriages and so many things, and this one, she finally got pregnant, and but they had found that pregnancy, and they told her, you're not going to have that baby, and she was 10 months and over, going to 11 months already pregnant, And, you know, she was going over the place. They told her, you will never have that baby. You know, they bound her up and so forth like that. Well, we told her, well, you want to have that baby? You know, she said, yeah, well, all right. You will have the baby before we leave. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's that simple, because the Bible says, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me, Jesus. And there's no other. And every night, we challenge all these witch doctors. Why don't you just come out here, you know, and show us what you got? And nobody would show up, you know. So anyway, because they were afraid of the angel of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Now, on Sunday morning, the last Sunday, we were sitting down in the conference. That was supposed to be a joint service. So they had the place packed from, you know, many of the pastors that came to the conference. They brought their people for that last service. And I was teaching in the service that morning. But as I was sitting down, you know, before I went up, and somebody came and said something to the person that was sitting next to me, and then he told me what they said. You know, one lady, you know, that had brought the other lady to the pregnant woman that wouldn't have a baby. I was pregnant almost 11 months now. She came and said that she had delivered that morning. Hallelujah! Praise God! And that was the last day of the conference, and we had said that she was going to have the baby before we left. And the Lord, and I remember right here, you know, the day we had the prayer meeting before we left, prophecy came out here and said, you know, that the Lord, that we all we had to do was declare the word, and the Lord was going to confirm it. You know, and so everything we said, the Lord just did it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. In fact, our host pastor, his name is Pastor Raymond, he told me, he said, you know, when he picked us up from the airport, he said, wow. You know, I said, because the weather was so nice. I said, well, is your weather like this the whole time? He said, no. He said, actually, you guys are blessed people. He said, in fact, they've never seen anything like this in any September. That usually it's very hot and so uncomfortable and so forth. But the weather was so mild and so good, you know, there was always an overcast, and it seemed like it was going to rain, and it never rained, you know, so it just kind of kept everything cool. Praise God. And the last day that we were leaving after the conference and crusade, we had a Monday off and took care of some administrative things with some of the pastors, and then the Tuesday after that we left, and that day that we were about to leave, the weather had changed and came back to the way it used to be. And I couldn't stop sweating. I mean, it was just incredible. And I said, what in the world is this? You know, and he said, well, you know, I told you people that you are blessed. Now you are living. Look at the weather. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord, he did so many wonderful things. The first night of the crusade, so many people came to give their lives to Christ. And the second night, you know, and so forth. And, you know, some of the ushers were trained. Every so often we had some demon spirits jump up and down among the crowd. They were trained to quickly take them to the prayer room and deal with them. And, you know, they had the ushers among the people. And after the second night, they had about 380 people that they had given their lives to Christ after the second night. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that was it. Nobody could keep track of it after that night. And we had 5 more nights. And the next night after that, there were like literally hundreds. I mean, possibly even over 1,000. I mean, nobody could even keep track of it. I mean, every time we gave the altar call, the people would just rush like a bunch of crazy people to the stage. And everybody wanted to give their lives to Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Because they saw the power of God in action. We didn't preach any long sermons or any stories. We just showed them the power of God, you know. And we challenged their witch doctors to do the same. And they couldn't do it, you know. So, and they saw it, you know, all over the place. There was one woman, there was a house just by the borders of the place where we were having this event. You know, it was an open air, open field place. And, you know, so many of these houses that were at the borders of these places, they wouldn't come to the event, but they'd all come out and stand in front of their houses on their balconies or whatever, and they'd just, you know, be there, be looking and, you know, see what was going on. And so this family, she had some little kids and so forth, and she would come out every night or whatever, and, you know, see what was going on in Crusade. But she didn't even come all the way, but she just stayed in front of her house. And then one night, you know, she got up and said, you know, all the demon spirits were terrorizing all those people there. You know, so one night she got up and she got up and she went around her house, and there was blood everywhere. All over her house there was blood. And she looked at her, she went quickly and looked all over her children. Nobody was bleeding. Nobody had been caught. Nobody was bleeding. But there was blood everywhere in her house. You know, so she ran to the crusade or whatever, you know, to come and ask for help. She said, I know the witch doctors are after me. You know, and I was ministering and so forth, so you know, sent Pastor Roland over there and deal with that case. And the next thing you know, those people, their lives are changed, they give their lives to Christ, they receive deliverance. Hallelujah. From the bondage of fear. You know, the devil, he uses fear, you know, to torment the people. And especially when you don't know Christ. You know, you go into these places, you don't know Christ and so forth like that. You know, they just torment them, you know, because, you know, many of them, you know, the Islamic religion that they were following, of course, has no power, you know. There is no power of deliverance in Islam. How many of you know that? That's right, you know. And we told them boldly. And Pastor Roland, because he used to be in the Islamic religion. Many of you may not know that, but he came from Islam. So I let him give his testimony every night because it was such a powerful testimony. I mean, I don't have that kind of testimony because I didn't come from the Islamic religion. But he. So, you know, I said, well, just give his testimony, you know. And every time he said it, you know, and we challenged all those people, you know, boy, you know, people were just giving their lives right, left, and center to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't think I've ever seen, well, maybe many years ago in Nigeria, but, you know, in over 20 years or so, I don't think I've ever seen the numbers, even in the Philippines, you know, this is just outdid that. You know, I don't think I've ever seen the numbers of people that came rushing and shouting and screaming and giving glory to God and just receiving salvation and deliverance and so forth like that. And, you know, I remember, you know, one of the prayers that I was praying before I left, and I remember I was reading, you know, in Acts chapter 8, Philip, he went down to Samaria, the Bible said, you know, and he did great things in that place, and there was joy in that city. And I said, Lord, there was joy in Samaria. Let there be joy in Dar es Salaam, you know, and boy, you know, I'm going to show you how people were jumping up and down, you know, in that place. And when we were about to leave, you know, they practically were begging that we would stay another week. The pastors and the people, they said they wanted us to stay another week, you know. And so we said, you know, we just said, well, you know, we got some other commitments, we got to go, you know. And you know, the witch doctors and all of the sorcerers and whatever, they were kind of waiting for us to leave. So we told them and said, well, you know, all these witch doctors will say, well, you wait until those preachers are gone, and we're going to deal with you guys, you know. So we told them and showed them how to stand in the might of the Lord, how to stand in Jesus' name, and how to get a victory over the devil. Hallelujah! Yeah. Praise God. We showed them also how to be covered with the blood, and not to worry about any of those things. And the Holy Ghost was so wonderful. One morning I woke up and I said to Pastor Roland, I said, you know, we always, you know, got up, you know, most of the time we didn't even hardly sleep, you know, but, you know, got up early in the morning and went for this long walk, you know, around the city and so forth. And before we did that, we spent some time in prayer and so forth. So that morning I said to Pastor Roland, I said, you know, something is going to happen in the conference this morning. You know, and well, because of something the Lord showed me, you know, and I said, you know, so we, you know, I said, well, let's pray. Of course, you know, something was happening every day. There were miracles, there were testimonies, there were all kinds of things, and so it wasn't that kind of thing. It was something controversial that was going to happen. You know, so I told him about it. You know, and in any case, true to the word, you know, we had a little controversy, you know. Not from our side, you know, but somebody, you know, came from somewhere and wanted to start a little controversy, which the Holy Spirit took care of. Praise God. Hallelujah. In fact, one of their own pastors, the vice chairman of their executive committee, got up and put everything to rest And he said, you know, these are the men of God, you know, bring us the word of God and so forth. He just put it to rest. And of course, you know, the this fellow that tried to create a little controversy, he was he came from the island of Zanzibar, and he was like the great, great bishop of something, some church, some organization, and so forth. He wanted to prove something, you know, that he was somebody, you know. So, but the Holy Ghost is way beyond all of that. Praise God. You know, he's the revealer of secrets. I can't stand here and tell you all the secrets that the Lord revealed ahead of time and all the great things that he did. And at the end, there was tremendous joy, even among the pastors. You know, one lady came from, she said, 800 kilometers. I wanted to say miles, but I think they use kilometers in that country. She came, she was a pastor, she said. You know, she came from 800 kilometers away. And she was there. And the, you know, one day in the conference as I was ministering, you know, everybody was just being filled with the Holy Spirit and so forth. And it was just tremendous. And the lady said to me after the last conference, she said, you know, the other day when you were teaching, I didn't understand. And then she said, now I understand. Praise God. And she said, you know, she said, I want you to pray for me. I said, you now understand? She said, yes. And I'll tell you something else. Somebody came all the way from Uganda, which is a neighboring country. In fact, there was one pastor that had been in contact with me and wanted us to come to Uganda and so forth. And I said, we're not coming, we're going to Tanzania. And he came all the way from Uganda. He came for another event and found his way into the meeting one day. And both himself and many of the pastors, the testimonies they gave about this event was just tremendous. In fact, before we came, they said there was a crusade or something similar that was just finished. Some kind of evangelist came from United Kingdom. They mentioned his name, but I couldn't recognize the name. And they said they had it in the same city just a few weeks before we came. And the pastor said both that crusade and all the other crusades before, they had never seen anything like the crusade that we had. That last crusade, in fact, the people didn't even come. This fellow came from England, you know, some kind of famous evangelist from England, I don't know who he is. And the turnout was almost nothing. Nobody came for those events. Nobody was hardly ever saved. Nothing happened, no miracles, no deliverance, and so forth. And then they said, we had never seen anything quite like this. You know, all the time that we've been having people come from the United States and so forth, you know, and all these great things, you know, and the people were just jumping and shouting and praising God. Hallelujah! Amen. I'm going to go over and set up to show you the video. I want to sing the Swahili song. Shane, can you put that song up that you typed this month? I want to sing the Swahili song that they taught me. And in fact, I learned a few words in Swahili, and Pastor Roland, he couldn't learn anything. So I teached him every single day, you know. He couldn't even say the word Swahili. He always said Wasili or something. I'm like, boy, you know, I don't know. This is Swahili. You know, it's really simple, you know. Come on, you know. So anyway, I learned a lot of things in Swahili. One of the things I even learned how to say good morning in Swahili. Of course, you wouldn't know if I said it right or not. You know, but I can say it, and it's Habari za Ahuburi. It's a long thing, but it's good morning. That's what it says. Now, this song says, Yesu ni wangu wa uzima wa milele. You know, now, the Yesu, you can guess, that's Jesus, right? It's almost like the Yoruba language. Actually, the Hausa language is kind of like that. Those of you who are from Nigeria. Many things in their language are similar to the Hausa language or some Arabic and so forth. Anyway, this one says, Jesus is mine. He lives forevermore. Or something like, actually, literally speaking, he's the one that has life forever. But it really means he lives forever. So it's Yesu ni wangu wa uzima wa milele. And it goes like this. Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa milele. Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa milele. I want everybody to sing it. You know, now, hold on. You are going to see them singing this song. You know, I was asking Pastor Roland, I said, you know, back in those days when we were in Nigeria, we used to have these crusade songs that we sang, you know, when we went for crusades. I said, you know, it would be nice if you can sing some of these crusade songs. You know, these people don't understand any English or whatever, you know, so. But this was one of their crusade songs. And boy, every time they sang this song, in fact, I always used to see people jumping up and down, screaming and hollering, and say, what is that song that they are singing? I mean, you know, so finally, I told somebody to write it down for me, and this is the song. So it goes like this. Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa milele. 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 Yesu ni wangu. Brother James, you can help me with that one. Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa milele. Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa milele. Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa milele. Wa uzima wa milele. Ya uzima wa milele. Wa uzima wa milele. Oh, Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa. Oh, Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa milele. Yeah, yeah. Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa. Hey, Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa. Hey, Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa milele. Wa uzima wa milele. Wa uzima wa milele. Wa uzima wa. Hey, Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa milele. Hey, Yesu ni wangu, wa uzima wa. Hey, Yesu ni wangu. I'm here in the back. I'm trying to set up this CD and video. I'm going to ask the praise team help me out with some song that everybody here knows while I'm setting this out. So you guys go out there and sing a common song like Glory Be to God in the Highest, you know, that kind of song. Glory Be to God. Yeah, sing that. You know, give me a few minutes to set this up, you know, while we are doing that. So you guys go out there. And I want everybody to join the song and then I'll set this up. Come on, let's sing it, everybody.